No matter what your background is, change is possible. Here's Nancy Lee DeMoss to tell us about one woman who's discovered that.
She said, "I was never taught about the wonderful gift God gave us in the marriage relationship and about what it is to love a child. I viewed men as power-hungry predators and children as terrible burdens. But through your teaching, you have prompted me to open my heart to God's plan for marriage and children, to open the Word and discover what God intended for women, something I had never desired to do. It has changed my life."
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss. It's Friday, April 14th. We just finished a two-day series called The Well-Dressed Christian Woman. And before that, we took an in-depth look at Esther. To so many women, this kind of teaching is so much more than just another radio series. Here's Nancy to explain how this teaching is intersecting people's lives.
Well, first, Leslie, I think it's important that we acknowledge that none of this would be possible without what we celebrate at this time of year, the fact of Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. As the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, if Jesus had not died and risen from the dead, our preaching would be empty, our faith would be empty, and we would still be in our sins. So as we give God thanks for how He is using the ministry of Revive Our Hearts, it's all in that bigger, grander context of God's great redemptive plan and what He has done for us in the person, the work, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Having said that, one of the things that really blesses me is to receive letters from our listeners who are, many of them, becoming modern-day Esthers, women who are learning to trust God's providence and to walk in faith and humility and obedience, and women that God is using to spread this message to others' lives. And every once in a while on Revive Our Hearts, we take a day to listen to some of those letters that we've received from listeners. One of the efforts that we've initiated in Revive Our Hearts over the past year has been podcasting. Now, if you're like me, you're still kind of trying to figure out what that means, but a lot of our listeners are finding that this is a great way to stay connected to messages like those heard on Revive Our Hearts. We received an email from a male listener recently who titled his email, "Thank you for the podcast," 4 exclamation points. And then he said, "My wife loves listening to Revive Our Hearts. However, due to her busy schedule at home with the kids and as a homeschooling mom, she isn't able to listen consistently. But now she can listen when and where she wants. Thank you for implementing this technology for your radio broadcast. It's a blessing to me and to my wife." And then this email from a college student who said, "I love that you are on podcasts. As a college student, I can put your radio program on my iPod and listen to it on campus when I have time. What an encouragement. Thanks so much." And if you'd like to know how you can take advantage of the Revive Our Hearts podcast, just go to reviveourhearts.com. You can find information there about how to sign up to receive the podcast each day. And then it's so encouraging to see how women are receiving the message they're hearing on Revive Our Hearts and then sharing it with others, multiplying the impact in others' lives. We got an email recently from one of our WMBI listeners in Chicago, and she said, "I've come across Revive Our Hearts in the past year, and it has changed my life." Then she says, "When I first tuned in to Revive Our Hearts, you were working through the Seeking Him series, a 12-week series on personal revival that we aired in early 2004. She said, "I was amazed and I was changed. And now I'm leading a small group for women at my church, and I've been led to use the study Seeking Him. We have 18 women in the study, and I can't wait for the righteousness to come. I can't wait to see hurting lives restored." And I know that many of our listeners have been through Seeking Him and now are encouraging others to do this study as well. Here's another from a listener who said, "I've listened to your ministry for almost a year. A week after I became saved, I started listening to Revive Our Hearts. I've learned so much through this ministry, from modesty to parenting. My life is truly touched by Revive Our Hearts, and I tell everyone I can about it." And this one from a woman who says, "I'm a busy homeschooling mother of 4 with teenagers and children with learning challenges. Reading your transcripts each day is like a cup of coffee with Christian counsel, not cream, amidst each day's demands. I like the way she said that. And then she said, I often pass along your nuggets of wisdom to my children as we talk about God's word throughout the day. And what a joy to see moms who are training their children in the heart and the ways of God. And how thankful we are, by the way, for those transcripts of each day's program that are available on reviveourhearts.com. Because there's so many who are not able to listen to the daily radio program, or perhaps the program doesn't broadcast in their area, but by means of the internet, we're able to get that message into their hearts and their homes. And let me say a huge thank you, by the way, to those transcriptionists who type out those transcripts word for word every day from each day's program. What a blessing they are, and God is multiplying their efforts in many other lives. Let me share another letter with you from a woman who has been deeply transformed by the message that she's heard on Revive Our Hearts. She says, you'll never know what your broadcast has meant to me. I'm 33 years old and grew up with a very negative attitude about marriage and children. She said, I was never taught about the wonderful gift God gave us in the marriage relationship, and about what it is to love a child. I viewed men as power-hungry predators and children as terrible burdens. But through your teaching, you have prompted me to open my heart to God's plan for marriage and children, to open the Word and discover what God intended for women, something I had never desired to do. It has changed my life. She said, now I desire more than anything to be the Proverbs 31 woman. It takes great courage to teach on these subjects, and I thank the Lord because you say the truth without fear. Thank you, Nancy, for teaching us women about how to love our husbands and children, how to be a modest woman and a good homemaker, and most of all, thank you for sharing your love for the Lord Jesus. Well, it's so encouraging to see what love for Jesus can do in transforming a life and a marriage and a home. A woman wrote a lengthy email here that I won't take time to read the whole thing, but she shares some of the details of how God is transforming her marriage. And she says, my counselor even says, wow, to what I tell her is occurring in our marriage. My husband has apologized so many times and is no longer angry when I bring up something to get clarified. I can only say it is a miracle. He even asked me, who have you had praying, with a chuckle in his voice while hugging me affectionately around the neck. She said, I can now see the fruit of the Spirit and his control for the first time since our second year of marriage. My husband even admits that the Lord has done a healing work in his life and has given me the patience and understanding to love him in spite of the difficulties. He has not said one critical word to me in over a month. He has been affectionate, intimate, and real. He has initiated prayer in our household and laughs and smiles like when we were first married. And this woman shares how it was actually through her husband hearing an interview that we did on Revive Our Hearts some time ago that God used to speak to his heart about the issues in their marriage. And she says, all I can say is thank you so much. God used you to create a miracle. And speaking of miracles, let me share with you a precious letter I received not too long ago from a woman that I met several years ago. At the time, her heart was hard. Her marriage was in trouble. She was addicted to some sinful and unhealthy habits, and she had no desire to change. But the hound of heaven pursued that woman and has brought about a huge change in her life. And she said, I wanted to let you know that God is continuing to shape and mold my heart to his image. I'm in awe of the work God is doing to change my thinking and my patterns. God is so powerful, and I can take no credit for the transformation I see in myself. It's nothing short of miraculous. And then she says, you know, I've been diagnosed with lots of labels. Alcoholic, borderline personality disorder, depressive, the list could go on and on. But it's been over 4 years since I've been in a mental institution or have received professional help. Allowing God, the wonderful counselor, to guide me has brought about more change than all the counseling I've ever received. What freedom from myself. And then she said, I hope you are encouraged by what Jesus can do in a destitute heart. What hope we have. And it is so true. The power of God to transform and change even the most stubborn, hard hearts, and to renew them and restore the years that the locusts have eaten and give them hope and a fresh start. Well, let me share with you one more story of hope. This woman says, I wish I could tell you the whole story of how God has used your broadcast to completely turn my marriage around and bless me with the marriage I've been longing for 17 years. She goes on to say, I was struggling for a long time, aggravated, frustrated, lonely, depressed, and I'd come to the point where I wished I could leave my marriage. I had done everything I knew to do, including talk and talk and talk to everyone I knew about my frustrations, not realizing how all my talking was tearing down the very thing I was trying to fix, my husband and my marriage. Then she said, you issued the 30-day challenge not to say a negative word about my husband for 30 days and to say only positive things about him. And then she tells how about that time she read a book that God used to show her that she needed to serve her husband rather than be so focused on her own needs. And she said, God put it on my heart to ask my husband's forgiveness. On the third day after I took your challenge, I showed him a portion of this book and told him I had been wrong, that I didn't want to live this way anymore. I asked his forgiveness. He sat for a moment, then got up and hugged me and forgave me. And in an instant, my 17-year battle to be happily married was over. God restored my love for my husband and his love for me. We were like newlyweds again, adoring, crooning, holding, and loving. How I had longed for that for so long, but everything I was doing was driving him further from me. I have a new marriage today because of your issuing that challenge. 100 times, thank you. Well, let me just say 100 times, 1,000 times, thank you to those who listen to Revive Our Hearts and are living out this message in your life, in your home, in your workplace. And then 1,000 times, thank you to those who pray for this ministry, who pray for me, who pray for our staff, and to those who support this ministry financially. We are a listener-supported ministry, and God has been so faithful through listeners like you to make it possible to continue sharing this message through podcasting, through internet transcripts, day after day on more than 500 radio stations and outlets throughout this country. It wouldn't be possible without your prayers and your financial support. As the Apostle Paul said so often to his readers, I thank God every time I think about you. I thank God for the lives he is transforming by his grace and his power, and for those who are partnering with us in sharing that life-changing message with others. I'm so glad you've joined us on Revive Our Hearts today, and I hope you'll have a great weekend. And let me encourage you and your family to worship with God's people this resurrection weekend. And then I hope you'll be back with us next week as I'll be talking with my dear friend, Bunny Wilson, about the concept of submission. Bunny's written a terrific book called Liberated Through Submission. Now, some of us wouldn't use the words liberated and submission in the same phrase. But I think you'll agree after listening to our conversation next week that in God's economy, submission is a pathway to great freedom and blessing and joy. Have a great weekend celebrating the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll see you on Monday for Revive Our Hearts.
Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.